Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Michael and Patty podcast for Wednesday. Today, Patty's absent. In fact, she's not even in the province, and we're going to do something new here. What we're going to do is we're going to have our main podcast on Saturday morning, as usual. And Wednesday, we'll be covering very quickly other little tidbits, PEI real estate tips, tricks, traps, maybe some new listings, things that you should be paying attention to. And today, what I wanted to share with you is the April stats are out. So the statistics are released to me, usually within a week or two of the end of last month. So I just received the April 2024 statistics for PEI Real Estate. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put a link, actually two links, in the description of this particular podcast, and you'll be able to download two reports. One I refer to as the shorter report, and then there's a longer report, which is probably, I'm guessing, 60 pages or more. Now, if you can't access these reports or you choose not to, know that the best sources of information in Canada for real estate stats are either CMHC, Canadian Home Mortgage Corporation, or CREA, Canadian Real Estate Association. A lot of their data, should say all of their data, they grab from us, but they recombobulate it and make it pretty and design charts and make it a little more understandable. As we know, there's three things we really need to be careful about, and those are lies, misinformation, and statistics. So when I read these statistics, I sort of scratch my head because I don't have to read them to know what's going on. All I need to do is drive around my neighborhood and I'm seeing new price signs, which us in the know in real estate means you are overpriced to begin with. Number two, I'm starting to see an abundance of open house signs. Now, open houses are a great way to probably not sell your house statistically, but they're a great way to have all your neighbors go through your house, have people that are looking for staging ideas go through your house that have probably been looking at open houses for the last 30 years, like friends of mine. And it's a great pacifier for the vendors or the owners of that house. And in fact, a lot of times it's the owners asking for an open house, not knowing that the open house is probably not going to sell the home, but it is going to give your real estate agent an opportunity to put up about 100 open house signs. If they're smart, their name will be on them, and they'll place them on every corner within 19 miles of your house for 2 weeks preceding the open house. So it's a great free marketing tool for the agent, and a lot of agents use this as a marketing plan, and it's a great idea. Is it going to sell the house? No. What will sell the house is pricing it properly based on the market and the amount of time you've allocated to sell your house, and marketing it preferably on social media. Now, getting to the stats, challenge with PEI stats are we don't have any big numbers. When I look at the stats for April, it tells me home sales are up by 20.3%. Yet when I look at the numbers, we're looking at home sales numbered 178 units in April, up 20.3% compared to 148 units in 2023. So we're talking a difference of 30 houses. Ooh, so that sounds massive. Now we've got a balanced market, which means we have traversed months ago from a seller's market. So the sellers do not have the advantage when it comes to selling anymore. It's balanced, which means the buyers and the sellers both have the equal amount of leverage when it comes to market supply. Now, here's another stat that just blows your mind when you read it. New listings are up by 49.2%, almost 50%. There were 370 new listings added in April 24, up 49.2% compared to 248 listings added in April of 23. So just by putting a few more listings, it looks like we've got 50% more listings. Boy, this market's hopping. Either that, or I'm thinking people have figured out that the market is slow or has slowed because of interest rates, which is probably more appropriate. So they're putting their house on the market before it declines. And yes, real estate does go down just like it goes up. The benchmark price which is a statistic developed by the Canadian Real Estate Association, or CREA, takes a typical house and gives you a price. We don't go, this is a little more accurate or a lot more accurate than going by the median or the mean value, which can be completely skewed by fire sale prices and people that lucked out with buyers from Southern Ontario that seem to have just won the lottery and just paid $1.5 million for that house that was $350,000 3 years ago. So the benchmark price is up 1%, which is, what does it say? The benchmark price was $355,500 in April 24, up 1% from $351,900 in April 23. So you can, the average house is $356,000 rounded, which is still a really, really good deal if you compare it to my hometown in Ontario. I'm looking at real estate there. The average house where I used to live, where my father still lives, is $1.3 million, $1.4 million for a 1,000-square-foot bungalow, which is ridiculous. A waterfront house there is between $8 and $10 million as far as what's currently listed. So we still have some really good deals. But again, if you're moving to PEI from, say, Southern Ontario, don't allow this to skew your judgment. It's probably too late because too many sales have happened because of people comparing values there to here, and they have nothing to do with one another. But you may end up paying way too much. And if the market goes down, which it can, you're going to end up with negative equity in your house, potentially. So that's the stats. When I look at March, sort of the same idea, home sales up to 10%, new sales, new listings up 30%, rounding, benchmark price up 3%. February, home sales up 19%, new listings 14%. January, home sales up 11, new listings 12. What this tells me is the weather has been really, really good as well. People typically do go out looking at real estate and cars when the weather is nice. So that's probably what they've done. I appreciate you listening to our podcast, tuning in on Wednesday. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. And if you do want some more inside information pertaining to PEI in general or Prince Edward Island real estate, be sure to visit my YouTube channel. I do have a bi-weekly newsletter that goes out twice a week, some weeks. And we also have the Twitter feed, which will give you some PEI tips, tricks, traps, and new listings before they hit MLS. So tune into those. Patty has a bunch of stuff as well, but she's not here, so she can't share that with you. Have a great day. And again, thanks for watching and visiting the Michael and Patty podcast.